And who is the enemy of God?
The devil.
And do you have any other names for him?
Satan.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything they might tell children was going to get them if they were bad?
I don't know.
You ever say boogeyman or boogerman?
Boogeyman, I've heard that, but nobody in my family says.
Is he the devil?
No.
What is he?
I don't know. Just the boogeyman.
Do you have a mental picture of what the boogeyman would be?
No.
Okay. Then the things in white that are supposed to be in graveyards would be?
Ghosts.
And a house they would live in is a?
Ghost house. A haunted house.
All right. Mm-hmm. And you might say you'd better put a sweater on. It's getting blank chilly.
Very.
What's another word?
Quiet.
Good, okay. And I might say, I'll go if you insist, but I'd really...
Rather not.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say to somebody you hadn't seen in a long time?
Long time, no see.
Okay, fine. And then if somebody owned a large amount of land, say 1,000 acres or so, you might say, gee, he sure owns a...
A lot of land.
Okay. Did you ever hear anybody say a right smart to mean a lot, a right smart of land?
I've heard that.
How do you say it?
A right smart.
Okay. What else could it be about other than land?
Food, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you wanted to say something stronger than just yes, what might you say?
Sure.
All right, good. And then to be very polite, what might you say to somebody instead of just yes? Like to a teacher?
I'd be glad to,
No, instead of just saying yes, you might say yes.
Yes, I would. Yes, I will. I don't.
Or to a man?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's what I was getting at, the sir and the ma'am. Do you use those?
Not you.
Okay. You might say it wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was...
Very cold.
What's another word?
Really.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. And then if you hit your finger with a hammer, what might you say?
Ouch.
What might you say that's worse than that? What's the worst thing you would say? If there was any sort of curse at all that you would use, what would you say?
Damn.
Okay. Right. And then what might you say if you were just surprised about something?
Gosh.
All right. And suppose you're just a little bit mad at yourself about something. I don't suppose you would say shucks, but is there anything like that you would say? I think people in Texas really do say shucks.
I say that sometimes.
How?
Shucks.
Okay. I don't hear that very often in this part of the country.
Shoot, I guess. I'd say
okay. Yeah. And if you didn't know about something, you might say, well, I have no
idea.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say to someone when you met them, a friend, asking about their health?
How have you been? How are you?
Mm-hmm. And what would you say when you're introduced to a stranger?
Nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm. All right, and if somebody had been to visit you and you wanted him to return, you'd say, please come.
Back. Again.
And then what would you say on the 25th of December as a greeting?
Oh, that's Merry Christmas.
Did you ever hear anybody say Christmas gift? As a greeting?
No.
Okay. Then how about on the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
Right. And then there's a kind of old-fashioned expression that people might say to mean thank you. They'd say, I'm much...
obliged.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, I have to go downtown to do some...
shopping.
And then I bought something, and the storekeeper took some paper, and he...
wrapped.
And when I got home, I...
unwrapped.
Mm-hmm. And... if he had to sell it for less than he paid, you'd say he was selling it at a...